Last year, Ann Arbor schools officials considered combining Roberto Clemente and the A2 Tech in one building, or moving Clemente to Pioneer High School. The school board ultimately rejected the proposal, but requested a review of Roberto Clemente and moved the program's summer school into the district's single secondary summer school program. District officials now say they could save almost $350,000 if they moved the program to Pioneer and eliminated Clemente's principal and office professional positions, or $127,000 if they moved the program but kept the two positions for another school year. Deputy Superintendent for Instructional Services Alicia Fly says the district will continue to plan for either the combination efforts until the school board approves the budget.
Our instructional team will continue to develop action plans. In the report, it talked about an option A and an option B, and we want to make sure that we are prepared, that we do have all of the details if this were to happen. So we'll continue at following this meeting, we'll continue to meet with both principals, and we'll develop detailed action plans for both of the option A and option B as indicated in the report.
Fly says in addition to the cost savings, the move would give Roberto Clemente students access to more resources by being located in a comprehensive high school. She says the two principals will be working on addressing issues like common student expectations, Clemente's uniform requirement, lunch period, and other issues. School board member Susan Basquette says she's concerned the district will make a decision on Clemente's location without having all of these important issues resolved.
I don't really hear the honesty and the hard decisions being made and communicated up front. My fear is we will say, okay, move it, and then they'll try to figure out the issues, and it's going to be too late. And we're going to have another fiasco like we did with the transportation issue.
Basquette says parents of Clemente students have seen their children not succeed in the comprehensive high schools and are now hearing the district consider moving them back to the high school that sent the most students to Clemente. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.